Good morning, my buddies. I'm Julia. Nice to meet you through network. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. 亲爱的朋友们，我是 Julia， 很高兴和大家在空中见面了。希望我们能在此共同度过一个美好的晨间十分钟。Today we'll carry on with Let's Have It. 今天我们就来吃透梅雨。何为吃透？我所说的吃透二字就是二经读一经听。二经读一读是指阅读，就是把一个句子完全弄清楚，就是每个单词的词性、用法，以及这个单词在句子中所扮演的角色，也就是说这个单词在句子中所充当的成分，一个都不要放过。二读是指发音，就是把一个句子读得完美。何至于完美？就是每个单词的发音不光是发出来，要注意单词的重音、次重音。单词完后就是一群，那么在这个一群的一个整个音节中，它的重音和次重音在哪里？弱读、连读、省略读、浊化音在哪里？一群完了就是整个句子，要根据语境注意重音在哪个单词，一群和一群的连读、节奏的把握以及情感的投入等等。一经听就是听录音时听出快速英语中每个连读、弱读、浊化音的地方，这也是听力的难点。 The above said is what we are going to experience. Here we go. Please listen to the dialogue again.
I don't want to tell you why I was punished.
Let's have it. The teacher is very upset with you.
Okay, now let's come to the first sentence. I don't want to tell you I was punished. It's Roosevelt's. I don't want to tell you why I was punished.下面对实际发音进行点拨。 Number one, want to. Want 是以音标 t 结尾， to 是以音标 t 开头，音标一样，两个人就要打架了，因此前面的保持沉默，躲开去，不要发音。紧接着我们来看 to 在美语中发为 t, art 在元音 r 前面浊化为 t. So it's pronounced as wonder. The stress falls on the first syllable. Number two, tell you. Tell 是以辅音 l 结尾， you 的发音是半元音，元音和辅音进行连。So it's pronounced as LU. The stress falls on the first syllable. Number three, why I? Why 是元音 I 结尾， I 的发音也是 I. 两个 I 在一起要打架了，这时我们就用辅音 W 来进行调节。So it's pronounced as YY. The stress falls on the first syllable. Next, let's come to the keywords. Surprised 是动词 surprised 的过去分词。随着语言的发展，动词的过去分词和现在分词已经归为形容词了。Here, surprised means feeling or showing surprise, 意思是觉得奇怪的，感到意外的。Let's look at this classic phrase, be surprised at something or somebody, 意为真想不到某人如何，但真想不到某事怎样。For example,I was surprised at how quickly she agreed. 我没想到她就这么快同意了。I'm surprised at you behaving like that in front of kids. 我真想不到你在孩子们面前会做出这样的举动。I'm surprised to do something 和 I'm surprised that 这个大家都很熟悉了。不过在此啰嗦一句， to do something 是动词不定式做原因状语， that 后面引导的从句是补语从句，也称为形容词从句。刚才我们说到了动词的现在分词和过去分词都成了形容词了，那么 surprised 是过去分词，那么 surprised 的现在分词是什么呢？它是 surprising, causing surprise, 意思是令人惊奇的、出人意料的、使人惊奇的。 Let's look at a typical sentence. It's not surprising what people will do for money. 人们为了钱什么都干得出，这不足为奇。A single's money talks. 常言道，有钱能使鬼推磨。 Okay, both surprise and surprising are adjectives. How can they be made right use of them? Actually, it's easy. 主语是人时就用过去分词性质的形容词 surprised. 主语是物时就用现在分词性质的形容词 surprising. In addition, 如果我们要说到副词的话，就只能是 surprisingly.不管是人还是物，没有 surprisingly 这个单词。 For example, surprisingly she agreed straight away. 真想不到她立马就同意了。这里的主语 she 是人。 Not surprisingly on such a hot day, the beach was clouded. 在这么炎热的天，海滩上人头攒动，不足为奇。 这里的主语是 the beach 是雾，仍然是 surprisingly。Let's look at grammar. To tell you what I was promised. 这个是动词不定式，在这一个句子中做谓语 want 的宾语。我们再看，在这个动词不定式中又有一个宾语从句 why I was promised， 说的是这个动词不定式中实义动词 tell 的直接宾语。You 说的是实义动词 tell 的间接宾语。Let's come to the second sentence. Let's have it. It's real speeches. Let's have it. 下面对实际发音进行点播。Have 是以辅音 v 结尾， it 是以元音 a 开头，辅音和元音连读， so is pronounced as have it. The stress falls on the first syllable. Let's come to keywords. In this sentence, have means a form of particular activity. 作为这个意思，我们有很熟悉的短语， such as have a bath 洗澡， have a shower 淋浴， have a wash 洗一下。Let's come to the third sentence. The teacher is upset with you. It's real speeches. The teacher is upset with you. 下面对实际发音进行点播。Number one, teacher is upset. Teacher 是以辅音 r 结尾， is 是以元音 e 开头，连读 r 继续往下看， is 是辅音 z 结尾， up 是以元音 r 开头，再次进行连读。The upset 发音为 upset， 但是在美语中死转化为 z。 So this sense group is pronounced as is upset. Number three, with you. With是以辅音你结尾， you 的发音为半元音 u， 辅音和元音连读， so is pronounced as the u. Its translation is 老师对你十分生气。 Let's look at the keywords. In this sentence, upset means unhappy or disappointed because of something unpleasant that has happened. 意思是发生了某些不愉快的事情而使你不高兴、难过、沮丧、失望。 For example, there is no point getting upset with him about it. 犯不着因为此事而对他生气。 And I am upset that 这个用法大家都很熟悉了， that 后面引导的是不语从句。 Here we got sad phrases. Be upset with somebody 对某人发火， Be upset about something 因某事而发火难受生气， Be upset with somebody about something 因某事而对某人发火生气失望。 By the way, let's look at another phrase. An upset stomach 意思是肠胃不舒适腹泻。Alright, that's enough for today. May you have a nice day. Do remember about today's lesson after work. Thank you for listening this time. See you next time. 好了，今天就到此了。祝您度过愉快的一天。别忘了工作有空之余，消化消化一下今早的课程。感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。See you.